everybody. Welcome to the show. I don't know if you noticed, but I got rid of my beard. I did it. I got rid of it. You know, listen, it was getting to the point where I just couldn't take it anymore. It was too long. I had to actually start, I don't know, messing with it. I'm not about that. I'm not about that life. What is going on with my headphones? You know what? I don't know. Let's see. Something's going on. How's the sound on this? Sounds good? Anyway. Yeah, I brought back the old outfit. You know, this was my my Timcast IRL. I went viral on Timcast, and it's because I was wearing this is my Timcast beanie. When back when I was part of the Beanie Bros, and now I go do things. I see a lot of people like, "No! You got rid of the beard." Hey, listen. Listen. This is the real me, baby. Don't worry, trust me. It's still me, all right? I'm still here. It's not a clone. Okay, a lot of people are saying it's a clone. No. It's me. It's true. Okay, how about that? Is that better? All right, that's the best I can do. So, if it's still low, then I'm not going to be able to do anything about it. No beanie, no peace. I see it. No, it's no Adam, no peace. Someone said, "Are you going to go back on Timcast now?" Ever. Probably not. I don't know if I want to anymore. Honestly, it's kind of beyond that point. It's just like, you know what? Fine, whatever. I thought there might have been a chance, but I don't think there's a chance anymore. And honestly, I don't think I have any interest in going. You know, it's they can have each other. They have a good time doing what they're gonna do. All right, thank you, everybody. Did I cut my hair too? Can you not? Do you not see these luscious curls coming out from under my beanie? all right, so listen. Today we got an interesting show. We're going to talk about a few different things. Twitter has released a ministry of truth, if you will, called Birdwatch. Twitter, you know, the little bird. So they're going to be basically having the community mod everybody. I think that's kind of their plan. They're going for more of a community mod feel, letting people sign. Anyone can sign up. In fact, I signed up. I was just curious to see if I would have been accepted. And I'll report on that if I do or don't get accepted to it. But we will find out what that's about. We're also going to talk about Dominion Voting Systems is suing Rudy Giuliani for $1.3 billion in damages. It's lots going on there, and I have a retort from Rudy. He's since made a statement to, you know, just to say what his standpoint on the whole Dominion suing him part of it, and it's interesting. So we'll see. Let's see. Then we're going to talk about Operation Lost Angels. Man. The FBI came forward and saved 33 kids, coming right off the heels of Eliza being on my show last week, an actual victim survivor of trafficking. And we are, you know, I'm going to talk about some more stuff. Some, you know, we got some real life heroes. These are the real heroes that we see, is these guys that are saving these kids. And not only that, some of these kids were actually being assaulted when they were saved. So we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about Biden's hypocrisy. Well, really, it's Democrats as a whole. But I have some, I mean, man, Biden is just two-faced as they come. You know, classic politician. This is the thing that I'm going to do. And then goes and does the exact opposite when he gets into public office. Like, well, granted, he wasn't in office, right? He was just the vice president. I don't know what has he been doing for the past 4 years? Prepping to be president? Yeah, right. So, we're going to get into that. And then maybe if I have time at the end of the episode, I'll talk about some more stuff about Biden basically screwing over a bunch of people jobs-wise. All right, so put my beard back on. Yeah, listen. The beard does not make me, all right? I am me without the beard. Well, let me just explain it, all right? I don't, you know, my hair, when you cut it short, you have to keep maintaining. It's the maintenance that I don't like dealing with. Like, the beard was getting, like, aggressively out there, and I would have had to get beard oil and, like, smooth it down and then deal with that. And it's like, why do that when I could have just... So I did. I just got rid of it. Finally got rid of it. And, yeah, I'm back to my classic self of just getting rid of that... getting rid of that beard. Yeah, it was about time. It was about time. And it's funny because I kept the beard because I wanted it to snow so I can go snowboarding. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, you know what? It's going to be one of those things that I'm going to never shave my beard and it just won't snow again. Just because the weather's like, I'm just going to spite you. So I was like, you know what? If I shave, well, technically I didn't shave. I just buzzed it off. You know, you can see a little stubble going on. Yeah, I was like, you know, maybe the weather will be like, oh, he finally shaved. All right, now let's bring in the snow so I can actually snowboard. I got a dope snowboard that I got for Christmas, and it's sick. It has yet to be used. I really want to use it, and I'm just waiting. All right, so let's get into these subjects today, right? So check this out. First, we're going to talk about my awesome Krigler coffee. I don't know if you guys know anything about my Krigler coffee, but it's delicious. Go check it out if you haven't. It's amazing. You can also donate to me directly by going to my website, adamkrigler.net, and there's a PayPal that you can directly send me some money if you would like to support my Bitcoin wallet, but also physical mail. I don't know if you can see there. I put that right there. This is the Beanie Buddha that someone 3D printed for me right there. It's the Beanie Buddha. And they called me the Beanie Buddha, which I love it because they were, you know, the Beanie Bros. It's funny that I'm actually wearing the attire that I used to wear a lot, you know, over on the Timcast IRL show. And this is, they said that I would, my chill was infectious and I would counteract Tim's, I don't know, Tim. We'll just leave it at that. Counteract Tim with my ways. So they dubbed me the Beanie Buddha, and I really love that. So there's the Beanie Buddha right there. And if you feel like you want to send me something, that would be dope. I have a P.O. Box you can send me to. P.O. Box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716. You can actually send me a self-addressed stamped envelope also, and I will send you a skate sticker, and I'll sign it. A bunch of people were saying that they finally got my stickers that I sent out a couple weeks back. I had a contest to celebrate the start of my Krigler coffee. And also, join my Locals page. You go to my Locals. It's adamcastirl.locals.com. You can support me there as well. I constantly am on there. This is where I ask people what they want me to talk about. I don't do that on Twitter anymore. I don't think I'm going to be on Twitter much longer because I think they're going to just get rid of me, to be honest. I've seen people around me that I wouldn't have expected them to be banned get banned. And now with this whole bird watch thing. Let's get into it. So this bird watch, right? Oh my gosh. Here, this is a little article written about it from NBC. Twitter launches bird watch, a forum to combat misinformation. Twitter said it hopes to build a community of bird watchers that can eventually help moderate and label tweets in its main product. That's right. They're getting people to work for free. That's going to go over well, don't you think? Yeah, what's that mean? What's that going to mean? A bunch of Karens. You know what? Before I even get into it, I have seen people go, hey, rally everyone you know and go report this so we can get it taken down. It happened to me. I started a GoFundMe for Philip Anderson to help him get his teeth fixed. And you know what? Just a sidebar, he's found a doctor that's going to do it for free. Good for him. But I was raising money for him, GoFundMe. They took it down because it was reported by all these people on the extreme left. I saw the tweets. People started sending them to me like, look, they're trying to get, they're reporting you for fraud. And I'm like, fraud? Like, what are you talking about? Like, this is it. I bring it in. I'm literally trying to make him money. But nope, they rallied together. So what do you think is going to happen with this bird watch? How are we going to be able to trust? I'm curious to see if they let me in. I signed up to be a bird watcher. Whether or not I actually use it, I just wanted to see if they actually accepted me. someone who is a vocal Trump supporter, someone who is outspoken about my convictions and the things that I believe. I don't know if you know that about me, but it's true. Anyway, let's read more about this. So here we go. Twitter unveiled a feature Monday meant to bolster its effort to combat misinformation and disinformation by tapping users in a fashion similar to Wikipedia to flag potentially misleading tweets. The new system allows users to discuss and provide context to tweets they believe are misleading or false. The project, titled Birdwatch, is a standalone section of Twitter that will at first only be available to a small set of users, largely on a first-come, first-served basis. Priority will not be provided to high-profile people or traditional fact-checkers, but users will have to use an account tied to a real phone number and email address. That is true. You actually have to have a verified phone number, a verified 2-way authentication enabled. But it's interesting. They just said high-profile people. Am I high profile on Twitter? I have some 77,000 followers at the moment. Dropped down 11,000 from, a month ago. But because they've been purging like crazy, you know, it's like, am I even going to be on Twitter for much longer or just denied because I am too high profile? Maybe I am. Birdwatch allows people to identify information in tweets they believe is misleading or false and write notes that provide information or informative context. Twitter Vice President and Product Keith Coleman wrote in a press release, "We believe this approach has the potential to respond quickly when misleading information spreads, adding context to that people trust and find valuable." While Birdwatch will initially be cordoned off to a separate section of Twitter, the company will eventually said, quote, "Eventually we aim to make notes visible directly on tweets for the global Twitter audience. When there is consensus from a broad or diverse set of contributors." This is them basically taking the pressure off of them. This is them trying to figure out, well, how can we add these fact checks onto, like, look what they did to literally almost every Trump tweet over the past, I don't know, month and a half before he got canned off the platform. You know, they were getting attacked. Oh, well, they're adding these things. Now they're going to be like, we didn't do it. We didn't add these. This is the community is saying that it's misinformation. It is the Ministry of Truth from 1984. I actually, just to read it, of course, this is from Wikipedia, which has been So the Ministry of Truth here is the Ministry of Propaganda. As with other ministries in the novel, the name Ministry of Truth is a misnomer because in reality it serves the opposite. It is responsible for any necessary falsification of historical events. However, like the other ministries, the name is also apt because it decides what truth is. In Oceania, which is, of course, from the book, but what's the difference here? They're letting, you know, the people who scream the loudest, who looked for these things to report, they're going to be able to be putting these labels onto tweets that might be true. Say it is true. Say we find out something like hydroxychloroquine turns out that it does work and it helps prevent and reduce the deaths of COVID-19. Say we find that out. But 8 months ago, they were condemning it. Any doctor that came out and said, hey, this works, was getting banned, was getting booted. But they were getting, now they're under the gun for it. When in reality, they could have just been like, the Ministry of Truth said it. Look, it's the people that are all saying it. That's what's going down. It's them saying, well, we can now, and you know, who's to say that even the ones that, when there is a label that comes on a tweet, how do we know that it was the Birdwatch? You know, Twitter could just slap a label on and be like, the Birdwatch, because it's now on the community instead of on Twitter, like the company Twitter. You know, obviously it's on Twitter, but that's basically them saying, well, we didn't personally do it. Okay. It's the the bird watch, the Ministry of Truth. It's the people that went and did it. Well, how do we know that Twitter didn't just go slap it on there so we have plausible deniability? Like, no, it wasn't us. It was the Birdwatch, which is a community-led blah, 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 blah. Sounds like BS to me. It's just a perfect excuse. They can put it on them. We didn't do it. No, no, no. Like, that's just everyone, you know, there was enough people. This is from Jack Posobiec. He was awfully verbal about it today. Members of Twitter's new Birdwatch program will have access to a new drop-down option to rate or flag tweets at their discretion. You could show less often, which means they're going to be manipulating the algorithms, not just adding, you know, disclaimers with their own, you know, check. This election has been, you know, whatever, fact-checked. And then it links you to whatever, you know, there hasn't been widespread voter fraud ever. It's like, okay, how many times are you going to show that same article with all different random things? But that's what scares me. Show less often? So not only are these tweets, these people that are in Birdwatch getting the ability to add their own context to tweets, which seems to be the way that they put it, they're going to be able to change the algorithm so people don't see that stuff anymore. Man, all I see is Karen's gone wild. Seriously, people that don't want authority don't tend to be the people that are looking for this kind of stuff. It's the people that crave that power. All right, you're going to get these people that power trip and start seeking out stuff. And then they're going to have to one up each other because eventually, they're going to come for every tweet, you know, because they get rid of the people on the far right. Then they're going to go for the people on the far left. And then it's just going to get, you know, the bell curve. Most people are in the middle. Well, eventually, they're going to clip the ends, and start going after the bulk of everybody. No one's safe from this. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And bye-bye, Twitter. Really? I mean, that's basically what it is. Goodness sakes. You know, I'm seeing this and I'm just expecting something crazy to happen. Not necessarily crazy, because I just see Twitter going down. I mean, Gab is there. It exists. It's so slow. I'm on Gab. If you want to find me, it's at real Adam Krigler. It's just, I think I have Adam Krigler, but I couldn't log into the account. But whatever, it's real Adam Krigler if you want to follow me on Gab, if you're not on Twitter anymore. But honestly, follow me on Locals. I really like the flow of Locals because it's more of a community. You don't just see my posts and you know, you see anyone that's in my community post on my personal wall. So you can have conversations with people, and then I can chime in, and it's a cool system, and you can support me there, and it takes less of a cut. I appreciate that. Let's see what else. Yeah, man, it's this Birdwatch. It's interesting. Empowering the Twitter community to create a better informed world. Who says the people that are on Twitter are informed at all? How do you know the people that are signing up for this are informed? Like, who says who is informed? I'm personally biased. I know it. I admit it. Everyone's biased. You can't deny it. There's no unbiased person out there. Every single person has a bias. It doesn't matter. Whether you like it or not, it exists in this world, okay? I'm biased. The people that are signing up for this, half of them are trolls. The other half just want to hate the rest of the world. I highly doubt that anyone is signing up like, yes, I'm going to use my knowledge, you know, to make Twitter a better place. Who? What's the percentage? Not me. I just signed up to see if they would accept me. They probably won't. I don't know. We'll see. I'll let you know. But I highly doubt it. I don't want to be. The only reason I would be excited if they let me in is like, oh, good, I'm safe from the Ministry of Truth for a little bit because I guess I'm part of the system. I don't know. We'll see how long that lasts. Or the fact that I'm still on Twitter after all these months shocks me. It really does shock me. I'm quite excited about that. All right, let's move on. I want to talk about Dominion voting systems. I've talked about them a lot, actually, over the past couple months. You know, that they were finding out that they were being manipulated. We've seen the videos of the people running the same ballots over and over again. I've seen these videos. I heard those same people that were doing it talk about how we got to wait till everyone gets off later. This is on video. I saw it with my own eyes, okay? And yet they're going to say that, no, our machines are unfallible. You know, it's their fault for claiming that our machines are not good. Dominion voting machines sue Rudy Giuliani over false election claims and seek $1.3 billion. That's a lot. $1.3 billion. Goodness sakes. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like, anyone else want to step to the plate? We're going to sue you for so much money, you're going to be afraid to even talk about it. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like scare tactics to me. Let's read about it. Oh, man. Dominion voting machines, an election equipment manufacturer that became the target of wild conspiracies pushed by former President Donald Trump and his allies, sued Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani for defamation on Monday. Here he is here. Let me get rid of that. Dominion said in a 107-page complaint filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia that, as a result of defamation falsehoods peddled by Giuliani in conjunction with other Trump allies and pro-Trump media outlets, Dominion's founder and employees have been harassed and received death threats, and Dominion has suffered unprecedented and irreparable harm. Dominion brings this action to set the record straight, to vindicate the company's rights under civil law, and recover compensatory and punitive damages to stand up for itself, its employees, and the electoral process, the lawsuit says. The company accuses Giuliani, who helped fuel Trump's lie about the stolen election, of making false and defamatory statements about Dominion on his Twitter account, on his radio and podcast shows, in televised media appearances, and at the rally that Trump held before his supporters stormed the Capitol on January 6th. Dominion is seeking more than $1.3 billion in damages, according to the complaint, which was first reported by the New York Times. The company also said it's demanding a trial by jury on all claims. Full stop. They want to go to trial. Good. Let's see it. And in fact, Rudy, I'm not going to continue reading that BS, that nonsense. You get the point. They're suing Rudy Giuliani. They're picking him. He's the figurehead, which in many cases, he seemed to have been the figurehead for, you know, the fight. It wasn't Donald Trump. It was Rudy. Check this out. So here's from the Gateway Pundit. Rudy brings the fire. Giuliani responds to a $1.3 billion Dominion lawsuit, and it's epic. I kind of agree. It's reported by Cassandra Fairbanks. Dominion voting machine filed the lawsuit, which I just went over. Where is it? Let me see. Here is his claims. Dominion's defamation lawsuit for $1.3 billion will allow me to investigate their history, finances, and practices fully and completely. He's pulling a Lin Wood on him. That's what's going down. The amount being asked for is quite obviously intended to frighten people of faint heart. It is another act of intimidation by the hate-filled left wing to wipe out and censor the exercise of free speech, as well as the ability of lawyers to defend their clients vigorously. As such, we will investigate a countersuit against them for violating these constitutional rights. Rudy Giuliani. Now, there was that whole thing with, like, Italy did it. Do you guys hear about this? Many people were claiming that, like, there was some hacker in Italy that hacked the Dominion program. And, I mean, I don't know if it's true or not. I'm not saying it's true, whatever, regardless. But if it was true, that means Dominion software had nothing to do with the actual manipulation, right? So then what if they're both right? Wouldn't that be a weird turnout? Now, I'm not saying, I'm not trying to push any sort of agenda or, you know, conspiracy theory right now. I'm just saying that's interesting. What I don't like is the Dominion software and the Dominion machines were connected to the internet, which they shouldn't be. I don't know why that's the case. They should never be connected to the internet where hackers can get in there and manipulate the elections, period. No questions asked. Why? Why are they connected to the internet? I don't know. So we'll see what's going to go down with the Dominion lawsuit. I'll be paying attention to it and seeing what Giuliani does because he's basically, you know, right at the center of their target, and they're coming hard. $1.3 billion, like that's pretty ridiculous. All right, let's move on. I want to talk about these real life heroes. I love talking about the people that are actually out there saving lives, saving kids. Operation Lost Angels. Let's talk about it. 33 missing children found in Southern California as part of Operation Lost Angels. A multi-day operation by multiple agencies found 33 missing children in Southern California, many of whom were sexually exploited. The FBI Los Angeles Fields Office announced the success of Operation Lost Angels on Friday, saying the operation began on January 11th and involved more than two dozen partner agencies, including law enforcement and non-governmental agencies. Of the 33 children recovered, 8 were being sexually exploited at the time of recovery. 2 were recovered multiple times during the operation while on the track, a common term used to describe a known location for commercial sex trafficking. It is not uncommon for victims who are rescued to return to commercial sex trafficking either voluntarily or by force, fraud, or coercion. This harmful cycle highlights the challenges victims face and those faced by law enforcement when attempting to keep victims from returning to an abusive situation. Victims may not self-identify as being trafficked or may not even realize they're being trafficked, the FBI stated. Several other victims located have been sexually exploited in the past and were considered vulnerable missing children prior to their recovery. Additionally, the operation resulted in the arrest on state charges of one suspected human trafficker and the opening of multiple investigations. Some of the minor victims were arrested for probation violations, robbery, and other misdemeanors. One child was a victim of non-custodial parent kidnapping, a parental kidnapping. The FBI said that as of November 2020, the Bureau had more than 1,800 open trafficking investigations and leads 86 child exploitation and human trafficking task force across the country. Wow. And that is still not enough. The FBI considers human trafficking modern-day slavery, and minors engaged in commercial sex trafficking are considered victims, said Assistant Director in Charge Christy Johnson. Thank you, Christy. While this operation surged resources over a limited period of time with great success, the FBI and our partners investigate child sex trafficking every day of the year and around the clock. As the Daily Wire previously reported, operations similar to Lost Angels have found hundreds of missing children who have been sexually exploited across the U.S. In August, U.S. Marshals rescued 26 children in the state of Georgia after a two-week operation. In October, 45 missing children were found in southern Ohio and southwest Virginia, southern West Virginia, as part of Operation Autumn Hope. The operation resulted in the arrest of 179 people. In November, 27 missing children were found in Virginia after a five-day operation. Now, I actually reported on many of these events. You know, I talked about what the U.S. Marshals did, and they weren't just found in Georgia. This was a multi-state all across America. Now, this Los Angeles, this is California. So this proves to me this is going on across the country. All right, this is a serious issue that people don't, for some reason, don't want to talk about. They don't want to give these people credit when the FBI, it's like, you know what? If you have problems with the FBI, that's fine. But right here, this is hero work right here. They're saving kids, all right? And the U.S. Marshals, props to all of them too, because they're saving kids. They're saving the children, and they're being trafficked. I just had Eliza Blue on my show, all right? She herself is a survivor. She's an advocate. reach out. All right. There, and I have a few videos about her explaining what's the best way to reach out. All right, let me finish reading this here. The Department of Justice is dedicated to protecting the most vulnerable children in our society, and Operation Find Our Children does just that. Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey A. Rosen, Attorney General Jeffrey A. Rosen said in a press release at the time, while this Virginia operation is the most recent recovery of endangered and missing children led by the U.S. Marshals Service this year, We have also recovered more than 440 kids in Georgia, Ohio, Indiana, Louisiana, and other states. Because of this initiative, the recovered children are now out of harm's way. You know who was one of the biggest advocates against sex trafficking? Donald Trump. That's right. He said it was one of the main things they're going after, and they did an incredible job at it. He put Rosen into charge. So this is something that's going down. Man, props to the FBI. This is from the FBI website, basically describing what it is. I just want to say, on behalf of more than two dozen partner agencies, and the FBI field office, all of them, the two dozen partner agencies, there's a lot. Look, the FBI worked with Los Angeles Police Department, the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, and more than two dozen law enforcement and non-governmental partners. I couldn't find much about any individuals, but thank you, each and every single one of you. If you were part of this, even if you're not a part of this Los Angeles operation, if you're a part of any operation, you're in law enforcement and you're out there saving kids, thank you. I appreciate each and every one of you, because this is a problem that we need to solve, and it's pretty crazy that this is going on now. You know, in this age, it's pretty crazy. All right, I just wanted to bring that to light. You know, I want to talk about those kind of things and let people know that there's heroes out there. The news doesn't like to talk about heroes; they like to talk about the negatives in life, which is a shame. All right, now I want to talk about Biden's hypocrisy. He's a big old hypocrite. All right. I don't know if you know that about him. Well, and the Democrats, really. They're all hypocrites. All right. They say this, they do that. First and foremost, this is also from the Daily Wire. The left said Amy Coney Barrett's faith made her a radical. But now they say Joe Biden's faith makes him devout. What's the difference? What? I don't understand. Joe Biden couldn't even say the word God. All people are born under the, you know, the thing. Yeah, he was supposed to say God there. But he was talking to a bunch of extreme leftists that probably don't believe in God anymore. All right? And honestly, it doesn't matter to me what you believe. All right? You believe what you want. All right? I'm a libertarian in many different facets of life, especially this one. And that's what America is built on. You believe what you want to believe. But he couldn't even come out and say it. And then they were attacking Amy Coney Barrett because she was open about her religion. And they ridiculed her for her. But now, I guess Joe Biden's upping his talk about being faithful. On Sunday, President Joe Biden attended Sunday Mass at Holy Trinity, a Roman Catholic church in Washington, D.C., that he's attended since his days as vice president. Soon after, social media and legacy media outlets alike were awash with praise for the devout faith being put on display by the new president. A New York Times called him perhaps the most religious observant commander-in-chief in a half a century. My goodness, do they just love... I want to say some stuff, but I'm going to refrain because I know that there sometimes is younger generations following my show. Whoo, brown nosing. All right, they love brown nosing this man, don't they? Goodness sakes. Celebrating that a more liberal Christianity grounds his life and his policies. CNN ran near celebratory headline announcing to the world that Biden's Catholic faith will be on full display as the first public church-going president in decades. NBC News touted Biden's faith on display, celebrating this renewed presidential ritual, while the New Yorkers praised his practice of carrying a rosary as indicative of a public servant's deep faith. Rather than questioning how President Biden's Catholic faith aligns with his indisputably anti-Catholic positions on issues like abortion, the message from the media was clear: his faith is a humanizing badge of honor, his regular church attendance a sign of consistency worth emulating. If you're surprised by this sort of courage, it's easy to see why. Just 3 months ago, the same media praising Biden for his devout faith was working feverishly to convince anyone who would listen to Amy Coney Barrett's strict adherence to Catholic teaching made her a radical. Far from making her more qualified public servant, Amy Barrett's Catholic views were an indictment to her capabilities, weaponized by the same media now worshiping Biden's worshiping. I like the way they put that there. Check us out. Biden actually, he plans for safeguarding America's faith-based communities. He's actually trying to establish a faith-based law enforcement program. What does that mean? I don't understand. Look, they're actually still asking for money. Together we can make Donald Trump a one-term president and defeat Republicans across the country. It's a little over, but they're pushing this faith thing. How does that go over with his most of his supporters? Do you think they're about that? I don't know. To me, it feels like he's kind of flipping the switch on him. In fact, he is on many fronts. Let me see. What's next? Ah, yes. We're 8 months into this pandemic and Donald Trump still doesn't have a plan to get this virus under control. Well, I do. Oh, really? What's your plan? Well, there's nothing we could do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months. Everyone was like, Did he just admit he doesn't have a plan? People had been asking what your plan is for months before the election. And he goes, you'll know after the election. Look, let me get elected and then I'll let you know my plan. Gets elected. I don't have a plan. There's nothing we can do. So the internet, of course, went crazy. They're like, what is this? And then suddenly they were like, he's got a 100-point plan. And they were spreading this picture around with him holding like this checklist, and just like the plan. He still hasn't said anything. He hasn't announced what the plan is. It's just a mask mandate on federal property, which he himself didn't follow. All right. The same day he signed that executive order that you shall wear a mask on federal property, he went to a federal property and didn't wear a mask. This guy. Oh, what's this? Biden to reimpose COVID-19 travel ban that Trump lifted in final days? You mean the one that he put in place that you called him a xenophobe for, Joe Biden? That same travel ban? Yes, it is. In fact, it is the same travel ban because... Oh, here we go. This is a perfect... Yes, Biden absolutely did oppose the China travel restriction and called them xenophobic. He did. He's like, oh man, there Trump goes again with his xenophobic, hate, race-hating ways, putting this travel ban in place. What? And then he goes and does it? This really got me. Here is the new press secretary. This woman's a freaking joke. All right. When asked about... I don't know who is this guy. I think he works for Fox. Yeah, Peter Ducey straight up asks her, when Trump was imposing travel bans in March, specifically on China, Biden called it xenophobic and fear-mongering, which is true. And now Biden is putting travel restrictions on and people coming in from other countries. What word do we describe that? She goes, well, we always didn't agree with the Muslim ban. And it's like, what Muslim ban? It wasn't even a Muslim ban. All right. He banned certain countries where terrorists were coming out of. All right. He didn't ban Muslims from entering the country. That in itself is fake news. OK, now fast forward to early 2020. Biden was talking about Trump initiating a travel ban. which everyone criticized him for, which in fact probably saved a bunch of lives because less people were coming over, traveling from infected countries, mainly China. But Biden's like, well, wait, you're going to put down China? You xenophobe. So then he enacts the same thing 3 days, 4 days into being in office. What's the difference? What is the difference? This guy is literally doing what he was calling Trump a xenophobe for, when Trump probably saved a bunch of lives. He'll never get credit for that, of course. And Biden will probably, they'll probably somehow rewrite history to make it seem like it was actually this time, right now, where we are in this pandemic, where we are here. It's important that we put a travel ban in place. Back then, it was xenophobic, you know, because it was Trump, really. It's, who are we kidding, right? That's the reason. Because Trump is a xenophobe, right? That's what they believe. So they'll just keep spouting it over and over and over in the media that it's good to do it now, but it was bad then. And people will just accept it because they're sheep. I'm not even holding back anymore. It's the truth. These people, man, they just believe whatever they're told. Oh man, I'm in shock at this stuff, man. The whole fracking thing. I will not ban fracking. Kamala Harris comes out. He will not ban fracking. That is a fact. Let me see if I can find that, because that is hilarious. I didn't prepare it because I actually forgot about it, but it's like, it's the same thing. What's the difference? They're going to ban fracking. We knew that they were going to ban fracking. Joe Biden will not ban fracking. That is a fact. October 7th, 2020. Guess what? There was even videos of him looking at younger kids. You know, I say kids, but younger generations, probably adults, but, you know, early 20. I don't remember how old they were, but looks right at him and goes, I'll look you right in the eye and say, I'm definitely going to ban fracking. Trump kept posting, kept playing that on his at his rallies, and people are like, "Right, because we don't believe him. Of course he's going to ban it." Boom, bans it. Boom, stops the pipeline. The pipeline XL canceled. 11,000 jobs instantly gone. In fact, it's way more than 11,000. Look at this. This guy, Brent Smith. All right, he was talking about how it would be 11,000 jobs. In fact, it's way worse. Biden's plan to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline will mean the loss of 60,000 anticipated jobs. Not just anticipated, but they're saying up to 70,000 jobs are being cut right now. And they go, actually, I got a picture of it. Look at this. This is hilarious. Biden admin to pipeline workers, you can find another job. You could find a lot. Did they just tell these pipeline workers to learn to code? Did that just happen? Basically, you could find another job. Don't worry about the 11 million undocumented citizens that are, non-citizens that Biden's trying to make citizens. Don't worry about all the hundreds of thousands of people storming our southern borders right now because they heard Biden's going to make everyone a U.S. citizen. Make them a citizen. Look, my wife isn't from America. We had to go through a process so that she can legally live here with me. And we went through the process. It wasn't cheap. It's kind of expensive, but it was worth it so we could be together. All right. But we went through the motions. We went through it legally. All right. If you want to legally come here legally. But now they're talking about jobs. We're getting rid of these jobs. Where are these people going to work? Where are these jobs going to come from? Oh, now they're opening up the country. Governor Whitmer. Well, you know, it's time we opened up. Cuomo. Man, these businesses need to open up. Who else? Gavin Newsom. We got to open up these businesses. How obvious it is that these Democrats are just smacking the American public in the face. Psh. Shut up and just accept it. Psh. Go get another job. Psh. except that these illegal immigrants are going to be citizens and they'll work for less and cheaper than you can. $15 an hour. Oh, also, we're going to raise the minimum wage, $15 an hour. None of them are good at the economy, economics. They're all lawyers. None of them understand what it's going to do to the economy if they raise it to $15 an hour. All I can see is they're trying to crash this country and make it burn. Okay, it's insane the direction that we are heading, and they're just being blatantly obvious about it. We even got these tweets people keep talking about. They're like, "Man, I didn't vote for this. I didn't vote for my biggest fear is a Biden presidency was foreign policy. In just 3 days." He's authorizing troop escalation in Iraq and Syria, which is true. I did not vote for this, did you? Yes, you did vote for it. Yes, you did. If you didn't know that that was going to happen, did you not realize Trump was keeping us out of war? That the establishment, the military industrial complex wanted to keep going? How much money they make out of war? Oh, yeah, the Keystone XL pipelines is being canceled here in America. Well, guess where a new pipeline is going to be going through? Syria, right through the center of it. Yep, exactly. Gosh, for people who pay attention, it's obvious. You know, I've been watching. I'm like, this is so obvious. They're going to go build that pipeline. They're going to go fight. They're going to the military. Well, the world police is back. The establishment's like, yes, we can make money off of all of what we were making money on. My friend, one of my friends was saying, man, gas is getting expensive. I'm like, yeah, it's probably going to get worse. And one of my liberal friends is like, how are you going to prove that? And I'm like, how am I going to prove it? Buttigieg is trying to tax gas, raise the taxes on all gas. Okay, that's your not just your cars, that's for truckers, okay? That's your heat in your home, which actually tends to be natural gas, but it doesn't matter. All of this stuff is we can't just switch from fossil fuels to fully electric everything, which in itself is a whole nother conversation because we still need to mine lithium and get batteries out of the earth. It's all bad. All of it's bad. Okay? There's no such thing as clean energy, period. Okay? Period. All right. Well, solar panels. You know how solar panels are made? Yeah. It's not clean. All right. What about the old solar panels? Look, nothing is going to save us. These people just think that it's so easy to just go, oh, well, we're going to vote for Biden because he's going to save us from all this, the tyranny. It's like the tyranny. Do you realize how many, do you know how many executive orders Trump signed on his first 3 days? One. He signed one. Do you know how many Biden did? Like 17 or 18. It might have been more, actually. But that's regardless. They were claiming Trump was this tyrant. My goodness, he's a tyrant. No, tyrants, dictators, they don't lose elections. They tell you who won. Okay? He didn't slam through all these executive orders. That was Biden. They're the ones who had an armed inauguration. It's crazy. When you take a step back and just look, most people don't know how to do that. And I'm assuming a lot of you do, but it's pretty ridiculous. It just reminds me of that Tom McDonald song. Do you guys know it? People So Stupid. It's a good song. It'll get in your head. Fair warning. Fair warning. Is it 30? Some people, I think it's 27, 5, 25. So easily over 20 executive orders signed by Biden in the first 3 days. Some people said 27. I think that actually might be right. 27 in 3 days. That's nuts. 27 executive orders? Hey, look. The presidency is not just the ruler of America. Hello, did you forget Congress exists? You know, you're supposed to work with them to create laws, to make things happen. You're not just the end-all, be-all. That's what the left has been convincing everybody is the way it is. They've been convincing people that Trump is this tyrant who just makes all these laws and is everything's his fault. But now suddenly Biden's in charge and they're like, hey, what is your favorite ice cream? We would love to know. That's your hard-hitting question? The hardest-hitting question I've seen so far is the one I just went over. Hey, he called that xenophobic, and he's doing it now. What up with that? And all she just deflected. She didn't even talk about the question. She didn't answer the question at all. That's your new press secretary. Wonderful. Deflections, lies. Man. I can't believe it. It's ridiculous. All right. Well, that's my segments for the day. Someone just asked about Brandon. Yeah, so I don't know for those who know this or not. You know what? I'm going to do a segment on it. Let me just talk about this. This is pretty crazy. So Brandon Straka from the Walk Away movement was arrested. This blows me away. I'm kind of shocked because he's such a nice person. All right, so I don't know how many people know what the Walk Away movement is, but they claim that it is a now they're claiming that it is a pro-Trump group, when in reality it is a anti-Democrat group. It's called Walk Away from the Democrats' BS. Now, I just gave you a little tidbit of their BS over the past, I don't know, 20 minutes. I mean, focused on Biden, but Kamala's in there too. Democrats are in there too. So Brandon Straka, or it's Brandon Strock, excuse me. Yeah, so he was just arrested for his participation in the riots. Now, they're claiming that he went in, but he didn't. I have confirmation that he did not go in, okay? And it is ridiculous. They are trying to make examples of people to drive. It's like that Dominion $1.3 billion lawsuit. Like, get out of here. You're just trying to make an example. You're trying to drive it home. Nobody question us at all. Pro-Trump. Look, just because they enjoyed Trump, just because they, were supporters of Trump. I just really would like to find this. I know it's in here somewhere. Give me a second. I know just because they're supporters of it doesn't mean that, that's what the group was. The group was anti-Democrat, anti-brainwashed. Okay, that's what it is. Let me pop this up for you guys. We'll read about it together. I haven't read this article, so this is going in blind here. Walkaway founder Brandon Strock charged after tweets admitting he was present at Capitol Riot. Oh, just because he was present there? Conservative founder of Walkaway Movement has been arrested in connection with the storming of the Capitol on January 6th. In court documents outlining the case, prosecutors cite video posted to social media that showed Strock, a 43-year-old former liberal termed avid supporter of former President Trump, encouraging users to breach the Capitol. Strock has been hit with a slew of charges, including engaging in disorderly conduct with the intent to disturb a hearing before Congress and impeding a law enforcement officer during civil disorder. This is ridiculous. Prosecutors also point to comments made by Strock on Twitter in which he admitted to being present at the insurrection. The conservative figure also pushed back on false claims from other Trump supporters that far-left activists were responsible for kicking off the violence. Also, be embarrassed and hide if you need to, but I was there. It was not Antifa at the Capitol, Strock said on Twitter. It was freedom-loving patriots who were desperate to fight for the final hope of our republic because literally nobody cared about them. Everyone else can denounce them. I will not. And to be honest, that actually seems to have been debunked, what he just said. There does seem to be a lot of connections to people that weren't Trump supporters. So, sorry, Brandon, I don't think you were right. I think there actually was a lot of people that were trying to instigate that whole thing, especially with the timing. People were there to see Trump. It started like 20 or 30 minutes before Trump even finished speaking. So, which is good for him, I'd say. In another video posted to Twitter, mentioned in the charging documents, Strock admitted that he had premeditatively planned to march on the Capitol. Yeah, they actually had a stage to speak on outside of the Capitol, not inside. They were marching to the stage that they had set up to speak, which is what the walkaway rally does. They went and spoke out. I'm just adding context here. Adding context. Yesterday, a lot of us got up very, very early. We went to this event in which Donald Trump spoke. The plan was always to go to the Capitol, Strzok explained. Excuse me. We were going to march from that event to the Capitol, and there was going to be another rally. I was one of the speakers slated to speak at the Capitol. That's what I was talking about. Although Strzok does not appear to have entered the Capitol himself, the right-wing activist was also overheard telling other rioters to take a police officer's riot shield. I call BS on that. I know Brandon. I've met him personally. I know his demeanor. He is not a violent person. He would not instigate any of that. That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Strzok's Twitter account, which investigators found much of their evidence, has been locked down. The insurrection, which led to the deaths of five people, has since resulted in dozens of arrests. Look, I know Brandon a lot. He's very, very nice. I met him over the summer when I spoke at a walkaway rally because I myself walked away from... I was a Democrat. I voted Democrat in the past before I had any idea that I was basically just brainwashed going with the flow. Now I'm no longer a Democrat. To be honest, I'm not a Republican. I'm just an American. I want the best for everybody, okay? I have mixed views on many different things on both sides. But I'll tell you what, though. Walk away is walk away, in parentheses, from the Democrats. That's what the movement was about. It's about learning for yourself, participating in things, and not just going with the flow, automatically being the default Democrat, which is what they refer to them as. You know, like, well, I'm just a Democrat because that's the party of the good, right? The Republicans are evil, right? No, everybody wants good. It's like they have different views on it. Stop trying to split us up into this divide, which is something that the Democrats like to do. So Brandon was trying to bring people together. Now they're arresting him because potentially he was heard saying something, but if it was proof, they would have shoved that out there. Here's him actually showing or inciting violence. They don't have anything. He was just the leader of the walkaway campaign. They deleted the Facebook page, had 500,000 people in it, and now they got rid of him. They're just trying to get rid of everybody. That's what's happening. It is the purge continued. All right, they're getting rid of everybody. Twitter was booting him out. Oh, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Yeah, someone just in chat just said they arrested one of the frontline doctors. I know that's true, that the doctor was arrested just for being there. It's ridiculous. What is going on? I don't know. All right, I'm gonna read some super chats because, you know, I just want to hear what you guys have to say about all this, you know. Hydro says, have you seen the Don Winslow films yet? What do you think of it? I have, and it's disgusting. He's trying to say that if you don't know what the Don Winslow film is, it's this video that was floating around, just basically pitting every Trump supporter as this white supremacist / Nazi type of person. When it's like, if you ever went to a Trump rally, you know, you would realize that there's all sorts of people there of all colors, and everyone just wants good for everyone else. That's the vibe I got. I went to one Trump rally. It happened to be on the 6th. Man, but it is ridiculous. What I think of it, I think it's an insult, and it's fear-mongering. And it, as I just mentioned, the divide. That's the Democrats trying to make sure that there's this cultural war going on, and they're doing a good job of it because people believe it. Serious Beans says, no beard, no peace. Yeah, I had to get rid of it. It was just getting too much. Aldivsman, huge riots in the Netherlands. They blew up a bridge in Amsterdam. Wow, really? I've noticed some of that stuff, but I didn't know they blew up a bridge. That sucks. Simping for Rita said, we should hold a candle lit vigil for your beard. By all means, do that. Here comes the beard super chats, I guess. Beans again says, tie up your hair in front for a temporary beard. Is that better? Do you guys feel better? All right, there we go. I'll do a couple super chats like this. No, I can't do it. Minion says, Buddha should always be placed above you. So should I put him up there? Maybe I'll rearrange that and change it up. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Man, that sucks about Amsterdam. I love it there. It's a great place. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful city. That simple note says, the Birdwatchers program reminds me of YouTube Heroes. I don't know about YouTube Heroes. I wasn't YouTubing at that time. Eazy-E says, hey, Adam, only in 2021 would a bird watching become an indoor activity. P.S. Glad to see the Buddha got there in one piece. Like button smash. Thank you, Eazy-E. I appreciate that. For those who don't know, Eazy-E is the one who made me that awesome Beanie Buddha right there. Very cool. I really appreciate that. Amber said, I got my coffee, and oh my god, the Gamer's Blend is amazing. Even my boyfriend, who is a coffee snob, loves it. I can't wait to try the Kato's Blend. I've been dipping into the Gamer's Blend, and it is strong. I've been drinking it. I've been like gaming all night too, which is new. I've been twitching on my Twitch channel. I got Ian and my buddy the Ferk and my buddy the Tick. I bought them all Red Dead Redemption Online. It is so fun to be gaming with those guys again. Now that we have gigabit internet in the house, I can game with them again. So tune in tonight. We'll be back. We'll be back. We've been rallying up on the Wild West and having a bunch of fun shenanigans. It's really fun. Let's see here. But I'm glad you enjoyed it, Amber. Pinking says, the Crowder thing is a good thing. He is all right, but will need surgery on his heart. I know. And also congratulations to Crowder. He dealt, you know, he had a very, you know, I don't know, opening. He was very open with the public today about his, he went through a miscarriage last year, which is a shame, but his girl, Mrs. Crowder, is now pregnant with twins. So I send him the best of luck and wish them to be very healthy and have everything go smooth. And then, of course, he was talking about how there's some problems with his heart. Crowder is an awesome guy. The world wouldn't be the same without him. So I really do hope that he himself is well. He actually just tweeted out recently that God bless the Mayo Clinic of the United States, which is where he went to get his heart checked out. So hopefully it's very, you know, everything goes well with Crowder because he's great. Sears Bean says, proper hydration is critical for good health. Absolutely. Yeah, Krigler coffee is right, all you need, you know. Dinnerman says, LOL, this is like the dislike button on Vampire Freaks back in the day. All it did was cause drama. Yeah, so smash the like button, right? We don't need no dislike buttons. Smash the like button. Smash, smash, smash. Urgh, smash. Yeah. Kyle Miller says, am I the only one enjoying the posts by Biden voters expressing their regret? You know, it's funny. I said, look, if Trump were to have won, I wouldn't have rubbed it in anyone's face. I wouldn't have been like, ha ha, we won. And I'm having a hard time not laughing at these people that are saying, I can't believe Biden's doing all this. We didn't ask for this. You know, it's like, no, Kyle, you're not the only one enjoying it. I'm finding it difficult not to, because it's like, yeah, duh. Like, how can you not see what he was going to do? Duh. He's pro-China. He's literally giving China everything they want. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Sleazy says, Mines is actually better. Really, Mines? I'm actually on Mines. I just don't use it. I should get back into it. And I've met the owner a few times, Bill. He's really nice. And Ian helped start Mines, actually, back in the day, like 10 years ago or something. Giorgio, Birdwatch, more like Bird Box. I never actually saw that movie. Is it good? Dinnerman says, Adam, I saw an ad for early access social media called Voices, I think. Do you know anything? Read through terms of service, and they are, but there are things I'm raising an eyebrow at. I don't know Voices at all, but I've been using Locals. I like Locals. It's chill. I will probably get back into Minds. I forgot about it, honestly. but I should start posting there. Hydro says, if you find me in the gulag, I'll be the guy teaching people Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Nice. I wouldn't mind learning jiu-jitsu. Eazy-E says, Dominion was irreparably harmed, but not enough to stop their machines from being used in the Georgia runoff election. I'm not buying it. Yeah, good point, Eazy-E. If they were irreparably harmed, they would have been cut off from all voting. Which, honestly, we shouldn't be using electronic voting anyway. Or their counting systems. I don't know. Something, I want paper ballots 100%, period. Where are we? Liam says, let's talk about how the left is talking about trying to arrest Trump. Also, the left is wanting to extract Trump to Iran due to Soleimani's killing. That's ridiculous. Are they really? That's ridiculous. He's still, you know, once a president, you're president for life. You get Secret Service, you know, for life. Like, Obama's still President Obama. I mean, he's not the current president, but, you know, they get presidential treatment. That's ridiculous. Hydro says, can you try to have Thomas Sowell on your show? It would be awesome. I would be absolutely honored to have Thomas Sowell on my show. He is one of the brightest minds in America right now. If you do not know who Thomas Sowell is, you are missing out on an incredible mind. He's like 90 years old, and he's been around through thick and thin. This man, he is, you just trust me. If you don't know who he is, find out who he is and just listen to him. Smart man. He's a smart man. Adam Johnson says, what do you think about Brandon Strock being arrested for something his brother thought he heard Brandon say? Yeah, is that what it is? Brandon's own brother said something and got him arrested? Look, I went over it already. I think it's ridiculous. I think Brandon getting arrested is so stupid. He's not violent at all. He's just a very strong advocate for walking away from the Democrats. He wasn't even trying to convince people to vote for Trump. He was trying to convince people to think for themselves. I listened to him speak many times. He was basically saying, stop following the Democrats blindly. That's what the walk away movement was. Yeah. Smart man. You should go listen to, go actually watch his speeches and you'll know what I mean. Space Marine says, hashtags on Twitter in support of ending child trafficking will get you instantly banned. Really? Are you kidding me? Hashtag save the children and plus support ICE will get you banned without recovery. Twitter has labeled it as hate speech. What? I don't even know if that's real. That's ridiculous. My goodness. Hydra says, this is just more proof that the Catholic Church is satanic belief. The beta pope won't stand up for anything that is right. I don't know. I don't know about that, man. Luke says, Adam, look up the documentary Contraland. Former military and Leos bust out busting predators and traffickers. It's shocker who these monsters hiding among us often are. Very informative by great men. Cool. Right on. Contraland. All right. Sounds good. Mr. Paul R. says, Biden ploys... Biden pluies? I don't even know what that word is. Hypocrisy in action. Surprised the church didn't fall in on him. Nice. Jay Rico. So now being Catholic isn't bad? Oh, laugh aloud. Okay. Anyway, what's your hat size, Adam? The hubby and I would like to send you something. Oh, very nice. Don't know. Large? I don't know. How do I... Is there even a size on this thing? One size fits all. I don't know. Yeah, that. Thank you. I don't know. I'm not. I have a larger head. I think like a large. I'm sorry. I don't know. But thank you though. I love that. Appreciate you. Let's see. John L says, I gave a lecture tonight about Martin Luther, the 95 thesis, and corruption of the Catholic Church, and it hit me that using faith to attack political rivals hasn't changed in over 1,000 years. Wow, John, that's crazy. And yeah, you're right, not a surprise, is it? Liam, let's have a moment of silence to have a shot of bourbon together. Do the countdown. 3, 2, 1. Salute. Hydro says, Joe Biden is halting deportations for 100 days, and some people think they have 100 days to make it to America. Ridiculous. Yeah. What are they going to do when they get here and they realize that it's probably not true? Also, you know, who knows with Biden? What can you trust him or not? Connor, the events over the last month have confirmed that people are just sheep, plain and simple. You said it right. It makes me feel good knowing that they are my competition in life, though, I guess. Yeah, I guess you got a good point there, Connor. You know, you've certainly got a leg up if you're thinking for yourself. Mark G says, no Adam's beard, no peace. Everyone who voted for Biden and is upset with Biden's actions so far deserve no sympathy. The dude told you what exactly he was going to do. You get what you deserve. I mean, it does feel like that, right? If you listen to what Biden was saying and you followed the news, even the mainstream media news, you shouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Arcadian Twilight. Define irony. The most clean, efficient way to produce energy, nuclear, more so using thorium, is the one thing that unites the far left eco-nuts and the fossil fuel industry, but nobody talks about that, especially the newest generations of the nuclear plants. They're super clean, and no one's just transferring over. It's all this, you know, wind energy, solar energy, when in reality, it is nuclear energy, which could potentially be the future. And no one is talking about it. I think it's the Generation 4 reactors are supposed to be top of the line, and that's what we should be going towards. No one's talking about it, though, because there's this fear-mongering about nuclear reactors. You know, look at Chernobyl, look at Fukushima, you know, which, of course, were Generation 1, you know, completely outdated. It's crazy. Eric says, I don't know why people are tripping over Biden being elected president. He did say he was going to cure cancer after all. Did he really? I didn't catch that. Or maybe I just, you know, put it out of my mind. Let's see. Honest Hearts, I don't know if you read manga, if you read manga. Here's my recommendation. Anyway, Vinland Saga, this story changed my opinion on war and that people are redeemable. I don't read manga, but right on. Honest Hearts. Thank you. Mark G says, got arrested for walking away? Need something to remind you that your power resides in the people? Then drink Krigler coffee. Drink not for glow, boys. All right. I should have recognized the beginning, because you had a legitimate super chat earlier and then you switched it on me, so I wasn't sure. Willie Billy the Hillbilly says, I'm about to lose reception. Thanks for the great stream. Thank you, Will. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Stephen Ruggs, some FBI offices still need some cleaning. Hashtag free Brandon Strock. Yeah. Walba, Carlin okay? I actually just texted her before the show, and I just was like, hey, are you going to be, did Brandon really get arrested? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, are you okay? She's like, I'm good. You know, she didn't get in trouble. I was like, I'll see you Thursday, because she joins me on Thursdays. And she's like, yeah, if I'm not arrested by then. So she said, if I don't show up, it's because I got arrested. And then I think she said, you know, start a fundraiser for me just in case. Batgoat says, I mourn the beard. Well, I do not. I enjoy my clean face. It's a little cold. It was a little cold. I wasn't expecting the cold. The beard was actually quite warm. But thank you. Liam says, Styx Hexenhammer is in Vermont right now. See if you can get him on your podcast. I would love to have Styx on the show. I would. People have been suggesting that for a while. We're not that close to Vermont, though. That's quite a far drive. Michael Buck says, have you ever considered that, like Trump and his supporters being portrayed as evil, that maybe the same was done to the Nazis? Watch Europa, The Last Battle. It is a 10-part, 12-hour documentary. Well, I mean, I know that a lot of Nazis were forced into the service or they'd get killed, and there was a huge chunk of them that were defecting to all over the place. And, you know, I'm not condoning what they did, though, and they still killed millions of people. So Trump and his supporters didn't kill millions of people, dude. So the comparison is ridiculous. For anyone that does compare them, they're completely wrong and ridiculous. Hitler actually started a war and killed millions of people. So completely different. Completely different situation. Paper City Gamer Jeff says, I've been playing more video games again. Also, trying to avoid the Dems and all the double standards for a month or two. Good for you. Yeah, good for you. Cyber Nomadic. Hey, that's an awesome Air Force box. Yeah, I saved 3 aircraft on a hurricane evac and only got a medal. I miss you on Timcast. I hope you're doing well. Thank you, Cyber. I appreciate that. Yeah, this is a this was a flag that was flown for me and Tim for, you know, when I was back on the show. And I just kind of appropriated it. I'm like, I'm taking this. I didn't even tell him. I just took it. I was like, this means more to me than it will ever mean to them. So I definitely kept it because it really means a lot to me. You know, and there's a really wonderful thank you note. So from it, I really appreciate that. Derna says, saying Thomas Sowell is a smart man is like saying Michael Jordan is good at basketball. Yeah, good point. I like that. You're absolutely right. Yeah, he was great man. He is a great man, though, you know. Ty Nation says, sad how Antifa gets bailed out by Hollywood actors. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Jim Pachiro, funny how Amazon, Washington Post, and others, many others, are saying mail-in ballots are now a bad thing. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, so Amazon, Jeff Bezos, they were trying to unionize, and they were going to use mail-in voting, you know, to get all the different people that worked for all the different Walmarts all over the place to mail in their votes. And everyone's like, what? He doesn't like mail-in voting now? When I think it would actually just screw him over because all the people would be able to actually vote that way. So I don't know. People are kind of freaking out about it, but I didn't think it was a big story because I think that it actually would just be most employees would mail in and, you know, I don't think it's because he believes they're fraud. I think he knows that most of his employees would probably unionize, and he's just trying to slow the spread of the union. It's not going to stop it, though. Empow. Adam, I think the lyrics to the song King Nothing by Metallica will perfectly describe Biden's reign. Where's your crown, King Nothing? I don't know that song, but I'll check it out. Shun says, Biden voters upset over Beijing Biden is almost cathartic to me. Smooth brain voters doing their smooth brain thing. Yeah, yeah. Reveresco, what did you think about Bill Gates buying tons of land all over the U.S.? It scares me. Why does that man have his he has ties in everything, and I just don't like it. I do not trust that man. Mark G says, if you need a guest to talk about Catholics and politics, oh, he's... See, Mark G, I never know with you, man. This is an actual super chat. I went in with my announcer voice when it was the last super chat. All right, let me finish. Timothy Gordon would be a good guest. He's a trad. What does trad Catholic mean? Who got fired for criticizing BLM? He used to do podcasts with Dr. Taylor Marshall. Interesting. Okay, cool. Honest Heart says, can you sing "Cruel Wars"? It's a sea shanty. I don't know any sea shanties. I do like the one that's been floating around. It's pretty good. I did discover them because of that TikTok meme that was going viral. But yeah, Liam, thank you for that super chat. And yeah, I appreciate you. Seriously, everyone for tuning in today. If you haven't smashed the like button yet, shame on you. Shame on you for not smashing that like button. It should be smashed. You should join in and go smash, instantaneous smash. And if you haven't shared this video, please share. I know it's coming to a close now, but if you haven't shared it, please do, because sharing this video definitely helps me grow. Something has changed over the past 3 weeks because it feels like my views are up 150%. It's like crazy amount. And I think maybe YouTube is like, all right, release all the locks because, you know, Biden got in. So any pro-Trump whatever YouTube channel is just like, it's fine. Just let it happen. So I want to lean into it, you know. So if you could share this, you know, definitely subscribe if you haven't subscribed, because I go live Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 8. I've got some cool guests coming in this week. Patriot J is going to join me on Wednesday, which is the 108th episode, and his birthday is on at January 8th. So he was like, yeah, maybe I can come in on the 8th, the 108th episode in homage of my birthday. And he's a spicy guy. Man, he makes me laugh a lot. So if you haven't followed Patriot Jay, you should go find him. He's going to join me on Wednesday. And then Carlin's going to join me on Thursday. And we're going to be talking about the whole walkaway movement being deleted. Brandon, you know, we'll get into more details about what's going on with him. I'm sure we'll know more about them. Hopefully, Brandon can come on the show eventually. He probably shouldn't talk about things that, you know, his lawyer is probably going to be like, you know, don't say anything. We got another one. What does IRL stand for? Acronym in real life. Thanks. Yes, it is IRL in real life. Although this is more not IRL. I should probably just drop the IRL part. I don't know. Who knows? I have fun. I'm paying a homage to, you know, what started me, which was the Timcast IRL show. You know, that really, he gave me the boost, and, you know, I'm going to continue using it. So, yep, I'm going to continue using it. Why not? Design Girl says, right now there's independent artists are being censored, like Topher. You would like his new video, Patriot, and Tom McDonald are facing censorship, going after anyone that does not toe the message. Yeah, Tom McDonald actually tweeted out. I'm going to go to his page and just show you this. Because he even said himself, look at this. He said, it's been a difficult month. This is the longest I've gone without releasing a video in almost three years. I put myself on the back burner to give Nova, his girlfriend, the month of January to release her album / videos. While I was being quiet, I made one of the best songs I ever made and planned to release it on the 20th. I got the outfits, rented the gear, shot the video, and then the Capitol building stuff happened. And because the song was political in nature, that event completely changed the context of the song, and I didn't want the song / video to be misinterpreted, so I canceled the release. Okay, first and foremost, Tom, that does not sound like you, man. All right. Granted, I understand. That does not sound like you. Did someone get to you, Tom? All right. Did they get to you, Tom? Are you okay? Blink twice. All right. Obviously, I can't see him right now, but over the next few days, I wrote 5 songs trying to come up with a replacement for the 20th. While I was writing songs, social media platforms started banning / deplatforming people in unprecedented fashion. I couldn't tell if it was legitimate or not, but I knew that the songs I was writing would definitely get me banned if there was any truth to it. So I ended up in this weird place where I either couldn't release because my girlfriend was dropping, or couldn't release because the social climate distorted the context of the song, or I couldn't release because it would likely get me erased from the internet. Honestly, I was feeling really stuck and super depressed. Regardless of all the reasons I just explained, my internal narrative was stuck on, none of your music is good enough to release. Tom, come on, you're wrong there. That's ridiculous. Your stuff is awesome. I love Tom McDonald's music. He's a boss. I called him the Jordan Peterson of music the other day because I think it's true. Like he drops fire. If you don't know who Tom McDonald is, you should definitely do it. And you know, he's got his own style of music. It's very musical. You know, he's a rap artist, hip hop. You know, I don't know how you want to do it, but it's got influence of pop, and then of course his girlfriend Nova Rockefeller. You could definitely tell that she's got a strong influence on his music. But one thing that Tom came out with today. Now this is what, screw it. New videos drops Friday 9 a.m. Who's ready? Obviously, I go. That's what I'm talking about, because that's the Tom I know. I don't care. I'm dropping this. That's what I wanted to see. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Let's see. Mark G says, "Buy Krigler coffee." Announcer voice. Thank you for the. maybe just do AC in front of the super chats that you want me to do the announcer voice in, Mark. So I know. All right. Just as a preparation. Yeah. Let's see. Deranged Lunatic. So why is everyone effing in chat? What just happened? Deranged Lunatic says, I think the Patriot nurse would make a good guest. All right. I'll check it out. Humans Phil, thank you for that super chat. White Lasagna said, can we get an F in chat for Adam's beard? Oh, is that what the F is for? Thank you for the respect for the fallen. My beard. I appreciate you all. It was a lot of hair, actually. It was a big, huge clump. It was a lot. But anyway, thank you all so much. I'm going to go make some dinner. I'm quite hungry. I think I'm going to make some lasagna because I've never made lasagna before, but I'm excited to do so. Thank you all for joining me. I will be going live on Twitch probably around in between 9 and 10. I usually hang out with Ian and the Fernk. If you don't know the Fernk, he's one of my good buddies from high school. He actually joined me on my show, I don't know, 2 months ago? Man, time certainly is flying. But thank you all for the Fs. You guys are fantastic. Anyway, I will see you tomorrow here on Atomcast IRL. Oh, Liam says, you make great music. Keep it coming. Thank you, Liam. I will definitely do that. I appreciate you. All right, everybody. See you tomorrow. Have a great night. Please smash the like button for Atomcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.